I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Academics on Friday, 19th, 2018 at 1:05 p.m. on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in the President's Conference Room. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Ahmed.
Present.
Senator Amaya.
Present.
Senator Hudson.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Lemus.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Tardy excused.
Senator Wilde.
Absence excused.
And a quorum is present.
Perfect. Moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Senator Alroy, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I know the Latin honors is still in discussion, but I have talked with the Dean of Brown School of Journalism, and he initially did not realize the issues that I particularly saw with it, with the quick turnover rate and the fact that it did not, I personally don't think it's representative of every single college, which I think should be representative of every single college, considering the fact that journalism is not based on quantitative data, but really qualitative data, since we are based off, our grading is really based off of like how much work we're doing within school. And so I really don't think it's essentially fair. And the Dean of the Brown School of Journalism does agree with me. So keeping that in mind, just please be diligent when you're going through the Latin honors, and that that as a senator for the Brown School of Journalism, students there do not, as a trustee for them, do not agree with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator McKinney, do you want to share what your dean had to say?
Awesome. I emailed the dean for the College of Liberal Arts, Dean Monologue. We had a discussion on it, and she's actually in favor of the Latin honors change. She said that she liked it, and she agreed with the points that it brought up, and it created transparency throughout the 4 years of people staying in college. So as a trustee from the College of Liberal Arts, I would say I favorably recommend this from the dean's perspective. Thanks, guys.
Wait, Senator, Hughes, sorry. Senator Hughes.
Do you have any input from, like, your constituents?
No, I was just saying from the dean's perspective.
From the dean.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. As for the rest of the deans, we'll discuss that later when we get to the piece of legislation. But for now, we have... Tanner Lyon, is that his name?
Yeah.
So he's one of our senior co-editors for the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. Our other one is, her name's Tyler. She's not able to make it, but Tanner's just here to talk about the journal, so.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today. So I am the second year senior co-editor of the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. We are an ASUN organization that was established through the 2007 ASUN Joint Vision. We produced our first journal in 2014, and we produce a journal annually, yearly. So, essentially, I wanted to come here to talk to you about, what our general process through the year is, and then kind of outreach and see if any of you would be willing to help us with our procedures. So, essentially, our setup is that in the first, the fall semester of every single year, our primary goal is to accrue as many submissions as possible, which is by far the number one challenge that the journal has. So, that means reaching out to organizations such as the McNair Scholars, Honors Program, and various clubs and organizations that are academically focused. We do have a pretty strong relationship with the Honors Program as well as McNair. But a lot of the problem is that we have trouble kind of finding these different academic associations that are, say, outside of our purview. So, for example, I'm in the College of Liberal Arts. I'm a philosophy major, English literature minor. So a lot of the times I don't see hard empirical research going on around me. So a lot of the times, like, my personal connections to my college are a little strained when it comes to research. So essentially, our challenge is to locate these different disciplines, these different organizations that are producing research, and try to encourage them to come publish with us, as we are a peer-reviewed journal. So publishing with us would be an excellent way to up your CV for graduate school or different job opportunities, things of that nature. Every spring semester, we start focusing on the peer review process and publishing the journal itself. So by February, we should... we'd like to have all of our submissions for the that year's given journal in. And then we will focus on sending each submission to at least one other undergraduate reviewer, as well as one expert reviewer who would be probably a faculty member with the terminal degree within that specific field of research. Then we make sure that everything is set up, the senior editors do final edits, and then we publish our journal for debate. So that being stated, currently we are in the submission accruing process. So essentially, I wanted to ask for your help in that a lot of the difficulty right now, my focus is trying to find different disciplines that have a thesis component. A lot of the times that's why we try to go for honors students, because each honors student has to have a research project in order to graduate with honors. And so since some of these honors students are also doing their thesis through their department as well, a lot of the times we can't get contact with those students since they're more so established within their college themselves. So essentially, if you'd be willing to help us out, if any of you know of thesis-specific disciplines within your college, and you, if you could point us in any of those directions, or if you don't know of any of the thesis component disciplines, if you can give me a reliable point of contact within your college itself, that would be incredibly helpful. Because a lot of the times, you know, deans are very overburdened with their various academic duties, so a lot of the times we have to go to assistant deans, or if assistant deans are doing a lot of that paperwork as well, then we will go to someone else in the department, and that's the problem, is that if we can't go to a dean or an assistant dean, then our points of contact start to get a little bit fuzzy. So essentially, if you would be able to provide me with any thesis disciplines or with just a point of contact for your college, it would be a great help. That being said, we are doing our best to make sure that we have a full and complete journal. The one that I just passed out is our last most recent journal, but this year we are looking for at least 7 submissions. So start getting those submissions in and quality through.
Dr. B?
Well, one thing, 7 completions.
Yes, 7 completed.
7 in the journal, because yes. They've got like a 50% rejection rate based on quality, depending on the year. And then if someone can take charge of this project, it'd be great if you reach out to all your senators to get, right? Because they'll know, even if we've got, you know, 5 liberal arts, everyone's probably pursuing different things and they'll have different theses. If we could get compile a list and get it to Tanner, that'd be great.
Yes, that would be very helpful. I'm going to leave my email right here.
Perfect.
Just in case. But as of that, I just want to thank you for allowing me your time and for being here to help us with all of our academic endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Senator Hudson, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. So you said your goal was 7. How many do you guys like average?
Usually they go up every single year. So our very first issue had 4. This issue also had 4. We had I think 8 submissions. And then at the very end of spring semester last year, or this year, we had some problems with the psychology department, IRB problems, so we ended up having only 4 submissions. But we've gone from 4 to 5 to 6. Okay. So, yeah, we're going for the largest journal ever this year.
Senator Maya?
You said this was an AA student program?
Yes,
this is.
It's
funded?
Yes, it is funded through ASUN. We also work very closely with the Department of Undergraduate Research as well, but yes, primarily the funding comes from ASUN.
And I do see that, like, I went to the submission where you submit, I guess.
Yeah.
And it has all of the institutions in Nevada.
Yes.
So, like, TNCC, do they contribute any funding, or is it?
It's not that. So, essentially, any NSHE institution, as well as Sierra Nevada College, is eligible to publish with NSURG. So, NSURG is an organization that was established through ASUN, but this ASUN department is essentially serving the entire state. So, for example, we just started a senior editor position at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And so on the back of the journal is the CSUN logo, but CSUN is not providing any of the funding and they are not necessarily involved with the
They're providing wages for a senior editor,
yes.
So there is money going into it.
There is, but primarily the organization and the management of the journal happens within ASUN. So ASUN is the primary organization.
Dr. Beebe.
So several years back, President Casey Stigler, so you're looking at right before Jake Ferreira. I believe it's Casey Stigler, yes, because his signature's on the form, realized that there was nowhere for all students in the state of Nevada to publish as undergraduates. And he thought that this opportunity should be provided. And he thought that it should be provided through the premier research institution in the state. So what he did was he worked to create this. So what it is ASUN funds it. Then the director of the Office of Undergraduate Research is the faculty advisor. And then I'm the advisor from the Center for Student Engagement that hires and works with and advises the two senior co-editors that produce this journal. So basically, if a student in Las Vegas wants to publish in this journal, are we going to let them? Absolutely. One, we needed to do that to develop in the first place to get enough submissions, right? So at some point in time, UNLV may say, hey, we want our own undergraduate research journal, and that's fine. But because this is an ASUN journal, our senior co-editors are the final say for what the journal looks like, what goes into it, what direction it's going to take, and things like that. So the vision that Casey Stigler had was that it was an ASUN funded and run and University of Nevada Reno published here, and we own the DOI and all that. However, it would be a collaborative throughout the state to provide research opportunities for students. I think it was Casey. It might have been Eli. No, it wasn't Eli. It was Casey. Because it would have taken a year to prep, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 from Kate. Yeah.
Senator Hudson, do you have something to say?
Yeah. So you said you already reached out to someone close. Do you know which ones you've already reached out to?
So we're looking at women in engineering, or the women in science. So unfortunately, a lot of those kinds of clubs are handled by my co-editor, since she's more associated with the sciences. But if you know of any clubs that are academically based and focused, then you could kind of associate me with them. That would also be very helpful.
Okay. I have a question. Okay, so Senator Hughes, you go like right after. You said that you're having like a hard time getting in submissions like in the fall, and that you want to find like more disciplines that have the thesis component outside of the honors program, because they do have that thesis component. Do you guys like market through Inkblot, or like is that your problem is marketing, or just finding those thesis component like discipline? Like,
yeah. So I mean, our marketing setup is a little bit different because we could approach things through Inkblot and through like things like social media and things of that nature. But the problem is that we try to make direct contact with these academic associations, because a lot of the time the problem isn't necessarily getting the submissions, but it's kind of keeping the researchers involved in this process. So like a lot of the times if an honors student completes their thesis, is working with us to produce that thesis, and then they get into graduate school or something, then publishing with NSERG is no longer the, their primary task. And so essentially, we want to essentially make a face-to-face relationship with the researcher that is publishing with us, because then we can make sure that they stay with the process much more effectively.
Senator Hughes?
I'm an engineering major, and so I know like a lot of opportunities are open, especially like a professor from my college just got a $4 million grant to research pavement. So I'll actually reach out to him to talk talk to him and see what undergraduate students are working with him, because I do know that there are some. But is it, like, are they allowed to, if it's not, like, their personal research project, if they're, like, working on a component of it, How does that work?
Right. So essentially the requirements for every submission that gets sent to the journal is that it must be original and thesis or hypothesis driven. Now, in projects in which the student is working with a faculty mentor that's already engaged in the project, that's where the problem of originality comes in. So a lot of the times, the way that we work around issues like that is that if the student themselves produces a write-up of the aspect of the research that they were contributing to, and it is clear this is the student's work, not necessarily of the project that they're working on, of course, that would have to be noted within the research project as well. However, if the student researcher makes it clear, this is my aspect of this project, this is what I did, this is what I contributed, this is what I found, then that is the student's original research and thus can be published. However, if it were the the faculty or the primary investigator that was trying to submit the journal, then that would be of, you know, that would be their responsibility, and I'm assuming that they would want to find, say, national publications, things of that nature. So as long as a student researcher working under a primary investigator can clearly state, this is my aspect of the project, this is what I did, this is what I found, that can be published with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Senator Sewell?
So then what's the issue with advertising with Inkblot? And then after that, once you get the word out there so people understand what you are, because I feel like there's also like that lack of understanding or just knowing that you exist, and then building that relationship that you want, like, have you tried that in the past and it doesn't work? Like, why not advertise so people know what it is and then work with the people who want to do something to build that relationship with those undergrads?
Yeah, so the year that I came in, the senior co-editor before me, Anita Albanese, was working a lot with Inkblot, and we got really good at getting different handbills out, posters out, things of that nature. We always try to make sure that we're tabling at different research symposia, things of that nature. So we do put our effort into that kind of general advertising, but it's not as effective as we would like it to be, because even when we do try to find more general means of marketing, a lot of the times everyone still has no idea who we are. Most of the times we can get the word out within very particular communities, but getting the word out generally to the entire school is pretty difficult. For example, last year, I actually created a solicitation email, and it was sent to every student at UNR and at UNLV, so assumedly all of you received that email as well. So I directly reached out to every single student at two of Nevada's primary research institutions, and that was not very effective. So most of the time, and one of the most effective solicitations that I had was when I reached out to everyone that was funded by undergraduate research, and I asked them, can you tell me about your research? Are you interested in these publications? And so making personal relationships is much more effective than just kind of shouting it into the air, as it were.
Dr. Beattie?
Yeah, over the last 4 years, there's been an array of marketing tactics we've tried to utilize. We're extremely lucky one time when we set up an all-day meeting where we met with different graduate students, professors down in Vegas. We've gotten 3 or 4 submissions from Vegas that year based on that trip. Scott Metzing has a listserv of students that are all working on research, tabling it like the poster board competition. But it's the best way is finding students that you know are engaged in research and being a little more in-depth. Or doing the NSearch Does Orientation, just to sort of get students thinking about when they get here that it's an option. So hopefully by year 2 or 3, they've been building it. And it's a difficult thing, because the other thing that you really fight, and Tanner alluded to this, is professors saying, well, I'm your mentor, I want you in Science Magazine. You can't compete with that, right? But it is very viable, and it is peer-reviewed, and it is a quality product, right, that's looked over by a lot of people. So, I think Tanner has put in an incredible amount of effort into outreach and branding. It's just a difficult thing. Publishing is a difficult process. And it goes back and forth, and there's a time frame, and so, yeah, they're working through that.
Senator Amaya?
Just going off of publishing as daunting, is the Writing Center familiar with how to help students and, like, peer review and submit?
So the Writing Center can kind of help with that process. The problem is that, a lot of the times if, say, a thesis student would be, they're required to go to the Writing Center if they're in honors. And so a lot of the times the Writing Center will help them with producing the research itself, but by the time that they come to NSERC, they should already have a produced research product. So a lot of the editing that we do is to catch errors that weren't made already, say by the Writing Center or by the mentor themselves, and then essentially making it so that their research can fit our format. A lot of the times honors theses are like 40 to 60 pages. That would be a very incredibly large journal. So a lot of the times the editing that we do is cutting back content, cutting back different unnecessary elements of the research that was maybe there for different purposes, such as appeasing honors requirements, things of that nature. So a lot of the editing that we do is just things that people have already missed. And so that is handled by us specifically and by our associate editors and expert reviewers.
Senator Hughes, would it be beneficial to NSERC, do you think, if we like made a like announcement to our classes saying, did you guys know that this is an option, just like at the beginning of class?
Absolutely. That would be incredibly helpful, especially if they're upper division classes, mm-hmm. Where people are involved in doing their own projects and are looking toward the end of kind of culminating their undergraduate career. That would be incredibly helpful, yes.
Do that.
Senator Hudson?
So who like helps the undergraduates who are looking to publish? Because I know you said you kind of just cut down what they already have, but like who would help them to like try to create this stuff? Like would you, do you guys help them do that, or are they already supposed to have someone?
Yeah, so we, faculty mentor isn't 100% necessary, but it is highly, 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 highly recommended. Each student should be working with a faculty mentor that is intimately familiar with that field, knows what research looks like in that field, and can help with those kinds of issues.
So they kind of just guide them to do this project, and then you guys cut it down to fit?
Essentially, yeah. So, and a lot of, since NSERC is a general, it has a general readership, a lot of the times if there's different jargon that is very discipline specific that the general reader wouldn't understand, we can kind of look at those issues. There really are a lot more grammatical, syntactical, structural errors than there should be at that point in the process, but we can also help with those as well. So a lot of the times it's kind of making it appropriate for a general readership and allowing all the ideas to be very efficiently communicated and easily communicated.
Dr. Beatty.
And they do find additional peer reviewers that are professors and graduate students that provide feedback to the students, so it makes it more readable and accurate and discipline specific. So yeah, if a student spits something out, it goes through the junior editors, they're like, here's all the grammar stuff. No, they're not junior, sorry, associate editors that go through all the grammar and stuff like that. And then when it's starting to look nice enough, you know, the senior editors will look at it and it gets to a point, then they send it out to peer reviewers who, so there is a process to help these articles look better, right? Now, if a student's working very closely with a professor that's specific in that field of study, it's going to come in looking good. We've had a few that came in that were like senior theses that were, one of them was a few years ago, I think it was on social media, impacts of Facebook on in an all-women school, something that came in. It was rough, and they worked on that for a long time. I can't remember if it ever got published or not. But yeah, so there are processes in place to help students whose articles come in not great get better. But they do have to be at a certain level before that process will take place.
Yeah, if you're not really establishing effective research that is original and, you know, effectively argued, then it is eligible for rejection at that point. So it does have to come to us already as a completed research project that does show potential as something that is contributing something to their field. But then from there, of course, we can take it and try to improve it as much as we can before it appears in print.
Senator Hudson.
And then last question, does this, when someone submits, does this cost them money or does it?
No, absolutely 100% free.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool, perfect. Is there any further questions? No? Okay, so from my understanding, you're not really having a hard time with like marketing this, but you really want to find disciplines that have the thesis component, and you're reaching out to us, so We can help you find those organizations or like people who would know more about these thesis components. So I think what we can do for you for sure is present this during our main Senate meetings and reach out to all of our other senators and ask them to get in contact with their colleges if they know anything that would have this thesis component. And I would really like for one of the senators on this committee to like take that on as like a project. Make sure we're staying in contact with these two senior co-editors. Is there any senator who's willing to take that on and make sure that we're finding these and getting this out? Senator Ahmed, you think you'd take this on? Is there any other senator like who wants to join in? I know I'll for sure, when we have Senate meeting, present this as well, so you're not alone in this, but is there any other senator who wants to like kind of tackle this? Senator Hughes?
If you need help, I would be more than willing to help, but if you don't, like...
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, if you want to keep in contact with Senator Ahmed, then for sure he'll be taking on this project specifically, but yeah, is there any other questions? All right, seeing none, we thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll keep in contact with you, and we'll let you know if any of our other senators know more about this, but yeah.
Great, thank you so much.
Yes,
I appreciate your willingness to help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you want these back?
Oh, no, those are yours to keep. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, is there any further public comment at this time?
Could you share with us like his email when we do take this at Senate? Well, I mean like with everyone at Senate, so that way when they do the outreach, they can email like what clubs they found that can help.
Senator Ahmed?
Yeah, we just like this email to everyone's side before he gets it.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'll send out an email just to like we have this all compiled so we know exactly what he wants. But yeah. During the Senate meeting, I'll kind of, when I'm giving my report, I'll just pass it over to you, and you can kind of just ask the senators, does anybody know of certain thesis components within, like, your college? And then we'll kind of ask each senator to email within their college and see if, like, we can start finding more of these for the research stuff. So, Senator Ahmed.
Because we just, you just need to basically just let others know. There and then have an outreach either to their majors that are that have the thesis component or there's just clubs and organizations that also they know will have those students concentrating.
Perfect. And then so then from here on out, I guess during each meeting when we're doing updates, I'll kind of just ask you like how's this going and we'll just make sure we're staying in contact with them because they reached out to us saying that they need our help. So I think it's important that we're helping them. Senator Hughes.
Should we also reach out to club commissioners because like a lot of the academic focused clubs it would be really easy for them because they're already in contact just to pass that information on.
Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, for sure I'll include that when I compile this into an email for you so you know exactly what we're doing for this project. But yeah, I think that's great that we're taking on that. So any further public comment? All right, seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 4 minutes. You said the 21st? Okay, perfect. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 21st, 2018. Senator Hudson?
I move to approve the minutes from September 21st, 2018 through
unanimous consent. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5, old business A. Committee senator updates. We won't go in as in depth this time on our updates like as we did last week, but I wanted to make note that Senator Ahmed wanted to be a part of the liaison position for help centers and tutoring, correct? So that is Senator Sewell and Will they? Okay. So Will they is not here, but if you want to get in contact, the two of you, either after this meeting or sometime this weekend, just to update Senator Ahmed on what's going on with the liaison position for help centers and tutoring, that'd be great. So he can kind of jump in on that and help out. And then Senator Lemus, you wanted to join in on the liaison position for the Office of Provost. So that's Senator Hudson and... Senator Hughes, I'm sorry, and Sorry, I don't have this pulled up. I just had it. Who's our other Senator Sewell?
Yeah.
So the two of them, if you guys all want to get in contact, once again, like, update Senator Lemus on what's going on with that, that'd be great. Is there any like specific updates anybody wants to give on anything they've been working on? Senator Hughes.
The College of Engineering, we met with the dean, and they're going to fund the ECC being open 7 days a week, and additionally doing it like before classes start at 7:30.
Yay, that's awesome. Here, Senator Sewell?
Yeah, just like the door, they're going to change the locks on everything so that we can get in with our wolf cards if you're engineering.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
called.
Perfect.
Very good.
Cool. Any other updates? No. I guess I have like a short little update as far as the free printing solution. Senator Hughes and Senator Lemus decided to help me out with this, and we're going to set up a meeting with Dr. Ellis, Shannon Ellis, who's part of Student Services, to see if we can get her on board with this and potentially a stakeholder in this process. And so yeah, basically I just met with them today and gave them like a more in-depth presentation on what like this company Free Interns is and what they do. And yeah, we'll go have a meeting with Dr. Ellis and answer any questions she may have, and if she does agree to be the stakeholder, from there we'll put in a work order with IT and then see if we can get this rolling. So that's all I have for Dr. Beatty.
What's the name of that company again?
It's called Freenters.
What is it?
It's really, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it right. I'm pretty sure it's Freenters, Freenters. It's a business based out of Chicago. But yeah. Is there any further questions on this? No? Perfect. Yeah, that's all I have from my report. Oh wait, actually, did you guys get my email about the tiny betas as well? Okay, yeah, so there ended up only being about like 9 or so clubs, and so I thought it'd be kind of pointless for each of us to just email one club. And so I just took that on myself and just sent out the 9 emails to the different clubs, inviting them to the Tiny Beta Science Fair. I haven't gotten any word back from any of those clubs, so I'm going to follow up with that. But as of now, we're on track for planning for the Tiny Beta Science Fair. So, all right, moving into agenda item 5B, a discussion on Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors, and feedback from the deans. So we already got the feedback for the College of Journalism from Senator Alvarez. She said that her opinion personally was that this the new criteria was not representative of every college. And so she shared that with her dean, and her dean agrees. So it's clear that College of Journalism isn't in support of this. But then Senator McKinney from Liberal Arts spoke with his dean, and they said that the dean was in favor of this because it creates transparency. So overall, they favorably recommend this. And as far as other deans, Senator Aziz, who's Kavner, got into contact and didn't really give like an in-depth report, but he said my associate dean strongly prefers the second alternative, which is the one that is currently on the piece of legislation, because it creates an 8.6% of students to receive Latin honors within Kavner specifically. That's all he gave. He just gave that sentence report. But from that, it seems that Kavner is also in support of this. For my college, College of Science, our dean was in support of it as well. However, if the students of our association do not necessarily agree with it, then he's also in support of that. So he really, like, he said he's in support of whatever benefits the students the most. So it's kind of unclear what College of Science really had to say in that. Does anybody, or Dr. Beatty?
Sorry, did we move from the paperless thing already? Can I go back to it?
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, like I remember when I emailed Brimmer, I said that you might want to start with your dean, Mm-hmm. Because then you guys get, does it have to go college-wide? Could it just start at your college and see how it works and then expand? So do like a prototype to make sure it's working before it hits all of campus.
I think that would be something we could do. I know when I talked with IT, they surprisingly said that it was super easy to just integrate it into all of the printers on campus because it works through this software called Pharos, which is pretty much every single computer within the library, within the Joe, pretty much across campus has this software. So if they were to install it, it would just go to every single computer with that software. So it might just be easier to do it as one big whole. But I agree, like starting small, just as a prototype to see. So I can definitely speak with IT about that. With regards to Shannon Ellis, would that be something that affecting, like, to have, like, a stakeholder-wise, should we look for somebody within, like, a specific college first, or?
I sense it's, printing is academic, like, mostly for academic purposes, I think. Do y'all print for a lot of other things that are non-academic? So I would try to push it through the academic side of the house.
Okay.
Because that's where the stakeholders will be, because it's allowing students to conduct business for their classes.
Mm-hmm.
If it was something like students weren't getting services that they needed to be able to go through classes, then I think it might be on Shannon's side of the house.
Okay. So is it possible to have more than one stakeholder?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to make it more?
Yeah, stakeholders, numerous stakeholders means more power.
Okay.
If that makes sense, right? But I would start with the team.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
See
so.
What they said.
Okay. So I'll work with Senator Hughes and Senator Lewis, and we'll discuss more on that. Senator Hudson.
I have to leave, but I wanted to leave what my dean said.
Okay. Yeah. For sure.
Jumping back into.
So yeah, moving back to the agenda item 5B, Senator Hudson, do you want to share?
So Senator Burton and Senator Grant and I went and talked to Dean Mosier on Wednesday, and he was not supportive of the first plan. He wanted to see something that wasn't an overall GPA for the entire college because he knew that wasn't fair. But he also doesn't like the fast, like, changing turnover GPA because it's not fair for students. So we kind of talked and thought that a good idea for every college would be to have a set GPA per college that's calculated based off of past GPAs for that college, and then keep that around for 5 years. And then that way each, freshman, sophomore, whatnot, it knows what to reach and it's fair, but it's also adjusted per college. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah. That proposal, like criteria, would cover the concern of freshmen coming in and not knowing like what GPA they should have by the time they're a senior, because as of right now, it's changing every single year, and so freshmen coming in do not really know like what GPA they should have by the time they're a senior, so
and he
I think
really
that's good feedback.
Yeah, he really expressed his discontent with the fact that one person graduating in 2017 could have a 3.7 and get, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, and then the same or like a different person with a 3.7 the next year could not even be eligible, so mm-hmm. that's where he thought a big discrepancy was, whatever that word is. Yeah, you know what I mean. But anyway, yes.
Perfect. Do any of the senators currently right now have like reports or feedback from their deans for their specific college? Senator Amaya?
I was not able to. We were scheduled a meeting for next week, but that's not our time.
Yeah. No worries. I figured we wouldn't be able to get in contact with every single college, but it's just nice to see, considering that the deans did approve of this, just to see like what they had to say. And just to make note, I've received word back from a couple of our other senators who are on the committee, and their dean said that they didn't even remember approving of this. Like, Amir specifically had to explain everything all over again, and so that's kind of like a point of concern, considering that the deans did approve of this, but like they don't even remember approving it, and then the Kavner dean went back and changed his mind, saying he no longer approves of it. So that's kind of interesting. Senator Sewell?
Yeah, so all three of us went and talked to our dean for the College of Engineering, and he said that he did recommend other options to the provost, and the provost took one of them into consideration, which was lowering the GPA. So now that the GPA is lowered, he's still, he approves of that, and he supports the provost. However, he did say that they did recommend other options for it.
Okay, so basically college engineering dean says that they support this, but they're also like open to like other criteria possibly being proposed. So is there any other, like with regards to feedback from deans or colleges specifically, is there any other feedback with that? Okay, so for the piece of legislation as a whole, we have the option to bring it back to Senate if we vote in favor of it. We were discussing earlier that this piece of legislation can die here and a whole new resolution could be proposed. So if we want to just discuss the resolution as a whole and what we all think should go on further with this piece. Senator Hughes.
So I don't support this legislation. I agreed with Senator Hudson. The discrepancies are pretty large, especially since like 30% of, well, like 28% of the College of Health Science would be receiving Latin honors, but then the College of Business or Journalism would be receiving less than 7% of their graduates. So I don't agree with it for that reason. Emily and I were talking about different like ways that we could like
implement the 10% cut that they kind of want. Like, I think that the problem right now with the reasoning that the provost wants to change it is because each college does not have 10% of their students graduating with Latin honors. It's lower than that, and so they're trying to change that by having the set GPA, along with the fact that students don't know when they would grad, like what GPA they need to graduate with Latin honors. So we were talking about like a ranking system. Yeah.
Senator Hughes.
So I actually sent an email to the provost talking about what Senator Sewell and I had thought. So I said, I was wondering if it would be possible for a rank-based system to be established on MyNevada next to a student's GPA. For example, if during the mandatory advising appointment for a student, they establish that they are on track to graduate in spring of 2021, from there they would be ranked based off their GPA as, for example, 32 out of 400 students planning on graduating, then they could easily calculate that they're in the top 8%, which would set them on track for cum laude based off the 10, 5, and 1%. And he said that he would look into it. That's one like option that Emily and I discussed, but just...
Senator Sewell.
Yeah, that way students... 100% of the time, every time you log into MyNevada, you'll always know your GPA, so therefore you'll always know like your rank, and you know you would know what percent you lie within your college, and that way you would never have to change anything from year to year. It would just be a percentage base, so 1% with cum laude, 2% with cum magna, or summa cum magna, and then cum would be the 1, the 5, and the 10%. That way each college will always have 10% of their students graduating with Latin honors, so it still has that distinction, but students would also be able to understand where they would fall throughout their entire 4 years.
So it sounds like, with regards to this piece of legislation, that a majority of us here, it doesn't sound like that we're in support of this, and that we are looking into giving other suggestions to the provost. So Dr. Beatty, if we wanted to like kill this piece of legislation, would we still need a vote like on it? Like say we vote it in not in favor of it, would it go to Senate or can we just
No, it would not go to Senate.
We can just vote in favor of it and then not in favor of it and
then just vote to table it indefinitely. You would seek a motion to table it indefinitely. And then it wouldn't be brought back up unless some wording was changed in it.
Okay. So is there any further discussion before we move into a motion? Okay, so I'm seeking a motion to table Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors indefinitely. Senator Amaya?
I move to table Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors
indefinitely. Is there any dissent to the motion? All right, seeing none, motion carries. So looks like with this piece of legislation, we're pretty much done. But I know that Senator Hudson and then Senator Sewell and Senator Hughes have been speaking about suggesting other criteria to the provost. So I think in the future we can all sit down and consider writing either a resolution not in favor of this new criteria, as well as adding new suggestions. So we'll talk about that in the future for that. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 1:50 p.m.
So that's the great thing, like you guys were talking today, you know, a lot of times.